Part 2. Blame. Langley, Virginia, the United States of America. The office of the director of the Central Intelligence Agency could belong to a business executive, or doctor, or an everyday small-town high school principal. There are the usual collection of reference books on the shelf, degrees and photos on the wall, and, on the desk, an autographed baseball from Cincinnati Reds catcher Johnny Bench. Bob Archer, my host, can see by my face that I was expecting something different. I suspect that is why he chose to conduct our interview here.
When you think about the CIA, you probably imagine two of our most popular and enduring myths. The first is that our mission is to search the globe for any conceivable threat to the United States. And the second is that we have the power to perform the first. This myth is a byproduct of an organization which, by its very nature, must exist and operate in secrecy.
Didn't the plague originate in China?
It did, as well as one of the greatest single maskirovkas in the history of modern espionage.
I'm sorry?
It was a deception, a fake-out. The PRC knew they were already number one surveillance target. They knew they could never hide the existence of their nationwide health and safety sweeps. They realized that the best way to mask what they were doing was to hide it in plain sight. Instead of lying about the sweeps themselves, they just lied about what they were sweeping for.
The dissident crackdown?
Bigger. The whole Taiwan Strait incident. The victory of the Taiwan National Independence Party. The assassination of the PRC defense minister. The build-up, the war threats, the demonstrations, and subsequent crackdowns were all engineered by the Ministry of State Security. And all of it was to divert the world's eye from the real danger growing within China. And it worked.
The Chinese were that good.